Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
You're listening to the Shepherd Ambella Show. Well, today's show is going to be an epic game changer in the investigation into the Donald Trump shooting, the assassination attempt, the botched assassination of Donald Trump. Now, a lot has transpired, and I have some new information that's going to blow the doors off of everything. It's literally going to cause shock waves. The information I'm going to present on this show is absolutely mind-blowing. And it will show errors that people have potentially made, but it will also show the possibility of just how nefarious the plot behind this and the cover-up could be, and the lengths that people will go into, the lengths that they have co-opted people, the deep state, in possibly the alternative media, all the way down to just about everyone. I find it odd that you're going to find out that everything you were told is exactly opposite of what you know. So you're listening to the Shepherd Ambella Show. Don't forget to support the show. Keep the lights on. I've been working since 2 a.m. getting into this, and we're going to get into some squawk articles. I now have 255 hours into my current investigation. But before we get into the crazy details, the over-the-top stuff that I'm going to tell you about, I'm going to cover just some general news, all right? So, guys, the link's down below. Hit it in the description, the link tree. Please support the show. I need all the support I can get right now. This is what I'm going to bring out today is potentially life-threatening to me right now, I promise you. This is what they did not want anyone to know. Once this information gets out, it will change the entire face of the investigation completely. There was a lot of deception going on. So right now I'm just going to cover a few things. Real quick, we're going to pull up on Squawk. That's SQAUK.com. The link is in the description. I want to pull up this one first. CIA denies, but evidence persists. Trump shooter Thomas Crooks was an MKUltra dial-up. Despite vehement denials from the CIA, refute chilling questions about the potential use of MKUltra techniques on Thomas Crooks. Is this the case of a historical paranoia, or is the sinister truth lurking beneath the surface? And can you guys believe this? The CIA has responded to claims. Now, we did an article on Squawk that basically accused the CIA or had questioned that if this would be possible if Crooks was a dial-up. And we got into that FBI assistant director of that special FBI unit that controls insider information, right? So it's an insider task force or something like that. And they go after like big threats, stuff they know about that are going to happen. But it sounds like the perfect way you would get your MK Ultra candidates, your Manchurian candidates. And this article says, in a shocking development reminiscent of a political thriller, the CIA has unequivocally denied any involvement in employing MK Ultra techniques on Thomas Crooks, the man accused in the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. The CIA statement comes on the heels of a revelatory investigation by Squawk, which has sparked storm of controversy by suggesting that Crooks may be a modern-day Manchurian candidate. The Central Intelligence Agency responded quickly and clearly to increasing speculation after the article appeared on the internet. The CIA had no relationship whatsoever with Crooks, said a CIA spokesman. And they told this to Gizmodo. The CIA said, these claims are utterly false, absurd, and damaging. This came from an agency mouthpiece. They said, regarding MKUltra, the CIA's program was shut down more than 40 years ago, and declassified information about the program is publicly available on CIA.gov. So they literally had to come out, and now they're doing this strong denial to ease the suspicion of reports that have come out. You know, Squawk was questioning it, and other people. And, you know, this is just making the details more murky. But the former Secret Service Director, Kimberly Cheadle, was discovered to have lied to the Senate about her encrypted communications with the White House regarding Donald Trump's security detail. This revelation adds a layer of political intrigue to the already convoluted narrative, because, you know, they just keep lying and then, you know, denying it, and then it comes out, you know, they're lying. And so they're flipping the script daily, basically. And, you know, what happened was, you know, she said she did not have encrypted communications with the White House, and she later admitted she did. So while it's easy to dismiss these claims as a mere conspiracy, you know, or conspiracy theories, the historical context of MKUltra adds weight to the arguments. This was a mind control program, right? And of course, there's a dark past of the CIA and their mind control and all this stuff. But don't you find that interesting that the CIA had to come in here and they had to commentate on, you know, reports put out by Squawk and others where, you know, people were saying, hey, look, this Crooks guy could be a Manchurian candidate. Guys, don't forget to support the broadcast. I really need it. It's at the end of the month. I got to keep everything going or it's all just going to shut off. I'm going to be breaking information that I almost feel like could be endangering my life on this show right here. We're going to do it. We're going to do it live. Fuck it. We're going to do it live. So, I don't care, but, they're playing musical, ESU officers, right? In that building, and that's all going on. But I want to talk about this Maxwell Yurick real quick. And, just people online talking about this Maxwell Yurick, but they're claiming this is the actual shooter and all this stuff. They're claiming this guy is missing. They're claiming the license plates of the van track back to this and to Maxwell Yurick, because they recovered a van at the Trump rally, a Chevy van. And people say that they've tracked Yurick back to an explosives company in Arizona called Yurick Armory LLC. And, basically, if you look on the Arizona Corporation Commission, you don't see Maxwell Yurick's name on here, but this guy, he's an investigator. He went to Arizona and he went to Mesa to do an investigation. And he's saying Google's scrubbing all this information. He went to this house that was listed on the Arizona Corporation Commission documents and started asking about Maxwell Yurick. Some lady came out and ultimately admitted she's family of the missing, alleged missing Maxwell Yurick, who allegedly might have been at the Trump rally. I'm not claiming that, but that's the allegations. You know, people are thinking he's in on it, on the shooting or something. So I don't know. This is all alleged. Let's listen to this.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's some big news starting to circulate around TikTok and elsewhere regarding the name of Maxwell Yurick from here in Arizona. Let me give you a little information on this person. You know that white van, that white GMC van that was towed away from the Butler, Pennsylvania rally after Trump was shot and after these other people were killed? Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That van has been tied to this person, Maxwell Yurick from Arizona. This van had Arizona license plates on it. And what I want you to do is go Google this name, Maxwell Yurick. They're starting to scrub all information from Google and all these other sources, but there's still some stuff up. Go look at it right now and see who this is. This is a potential second shooter at the Trump rally. Now, I don't want to get my video banned, so I'm not going to say too much. I know I'm walking a fine line here, but ladies and gentlemen, what I did is I started doing a little research on this guy, and I found that he was tied to a company here in East Mesa, Arizona, called Yurick Armory Explosives. And if you Google that, ladies and gentlemen, it will show you a residence, a house. So today, me and my brother, we drove down to this residence, and very luckily, this is just by the grace of God, ladies and gentlemen, this is just how things happen sometimes, and you got to give all praise and glory to God, because there's no way this is could really happen. But as we were driving by, there was a person walking out, and I was able to talk to her and ask her some questions. And I want you to be the judge of her body language and the things that I asked her and how she answered. And tell me what you think, ladies and gentlemen, because something is very fishy about this and things are just not adding up.
Take a look.
Enjoy the video and God bless.
Stop. Hello. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Is Max here?
Max.
You don't know Max? Yearling? Yurick?
I don't know any Max.
Max here or Maxwell?
Could I ask who you are?
My name is Tyson Draper, and I am I run a YouTube channel and TikTok channel, and I follow stories of missing people. And I heard that there was a missing persons report filed on him. Is that true?
I have no idea.
Who are you?
I'm a relative.
Okay. Is this also Yurick Explosives? Armory?
I don't want to talk without anybody else's involvement or whatever. So.
What do you mean anybody else's involvement?
I have no say on anything.
Oh, are you part of the family or part of the business?
I'm part of the family, but I don't know it. I don't know who you are.
Well, okay. So my name's Tyson Draper, and I'll just be upfront and honest with you. I help find missing people. I heard he was missing since the Trump rally in Pennsylvania. Is there any truth to that?
I have no idea.
Okay. So the van that they towed at the Trump rally in Pennsylvania that had Arizona license plates, did that belong to him?
Like I said, I have no idea.
Did he have a van, a GMC white van?
I don't know anything about that.
What kind?
I need to go now.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Interesting stuff, right? I mean, pretty crazy. One other thing they had at the Trump rally is a UAV looking UFO. I've captured it on two cameras. I only have one are two angles in here. I've actually have it on three cameras. There's two angles in here. This actually, believe it or not, guys, basically overflew the president right as he was getting shot. It's pretty wild. Let's see if I can pull this up. I don't know if y'all can, it's going to be hard to see, but you can go, the links are in the description. There's even some orbs seen around it, little tiny ones. I mean, it is bizarre. So y'all can check that out. Don't forget to go to Squawk, you know, and get the latest and greatest over there. Because there's lots of new articles that come out all the time, and you know, always stuff going on over at Squawk. So I'm gonna start pulling this up now, guys. You can call in if you want. We're gonna have open lines, 262-891-0070, 262-891-0070. I'm gonna pull this up on screen and we'll see what we got. So let's see. Analysis reveals shooters, plural, were only 253 feet away from their target, Donald Trump, when they opened fire. Guys, this article has not been made public yet, and it's going to take some days to complete, but we're going to get into it right now. So everything you've ever been told, whether it be from the FBI, the distance to crooks, the trajectories, the angles, all the distances, how there's one shooter, and then how the alternative media, we all know a prominent alternative media guy came out and seems like a pretty genuine dude, right? I'd want to think maybe he just didn't think this through. I had checked into his analysis early on, and I got halfway into it and I realized he did calculate the time the gunshot and the gunshot snaps, the distances of the gunshots and the gunshot snaps, he calculated them properly, okay? But what is wrong and what people have been calculating wrong, and they've been going off, you know, trying to calculate off of velocities of bullets and all this stuff, we have a unique case in this particular shooting investigation. And where this, and guys, I need you to make a pledge. I mean, I've been doing this nonstop, that what I'm going to tell you, no one else is going to tell you. There wasn't one guy that was going to tell you this, and everyone went down the wrong path. Everything that everyone's ever done is virtually null and void right now at this point. This is almost mind-blowing, what I'm going to present. But hit that link below, and I'm risking a lot by doing this. But an audio analysis indicates discharge from four different weapons. That part we got down, okay? There's four different weapons. One of those shooters we could consider a Secret Service sniper who supposedly took out crooks. We can just say that was the final shot. Although I think there's more to this story than meets the eye. But, you know, after doing the ballistic analysis and calculations, I've changed the distances of the shooter. The distance, estimated distance of the shooter to the foot. It's not a guess. This is to the foot. from Donald Trump at the podium, guys, is only 84.5 yards. Okay. 253 and a half feet. All right. Now, let me tell you something. Now, let me show you something. Remember that fire marshal bill? I now have 255 hours investigating this botched shooting and assassination of former, the assassination plot of the former president, right? I mean, 255 hours is where I stand on my hour meter in this investigation. And it's abundantly clear that there's an unprecedented surge of misinformation and disinformation aimed at obfuscating crucial details of this crime. Since the shooting, operatives have been literally tirelessly disseminating false information across various media platforms. While such shills have been busy with their deceptive tactics, I've remained focused on my investigation, allowing them to dig their own grave. Strategically biding my time, much like a venomous snake waiting for the opportune moment to strike, I now present to you the real story. I will document and provide evidence of inconclusive news reports, misleading information, failed investigations, and baseless theories that have led the general public astray. It's important to remember that things are not always as they appear, and the world may not always operate as you believe it does. With that being said, let's get into it. An early ruse involving inaccurate ballistic data, trajectories, distances, and audio analysis fooled experienced investigators. Even myself was fooled by this and the FBI's misinformation and the media's misinformation and alternative media's misinformation to some extent. The shooter was closer than initially believed. Unfortunately, a prominent alternative news figure led people down the wrong path with an aimless audio analysis of shots and sonic snaps captured on video on the day of the shooting. And we can only hope it was unintentional. As it turns out, the analysis was wrong and ultimately led people awry. Now I'm going to offer my professional analysis. Bombshell new information reveals assailants were, yes, assailants, plural, were 253 feet away from their target, Donald Trump, when they opened fire. Ladies and gentlemen, they were only 84 and a half yards away from the president. All right. 84 and a half yards away from the president. The shooter is approximately 253.5 feet away, 84.5 yards. When you hear the gunshot report at 0.22 seconds after the sonic crack of the bullet passing by the podium microphone where Donald Trump was standing at the time he was shot, regardless of the bullet's weight or grain, what they consider grain or weight. So let me clarify this. There's bullet grainage. So like on a 223 caliber, you got 55 grain bullets. You got, 67 grain bullets. You got 77 to 79 grain bullets. There's only certain variations. You can load your own down to about 40 grain. Now, how many of y'all think the more grain, the faster the bullet? Well, you would be wrong. The less grain, the faster the bullet, the lighter and the faster. See, the weight of the bullet is always matched by the weight of the gunpowder. That's how they load them. But in this shooting, we have a unique circumstance. as to which, in this particular case, in this shooting, we had a microphone that was right at the target. The microphone was at the podium of the target. Okay. What does that mean? What does that mean? It means we got a perfect audio signature of the bullet, its sonic pattern as it came by. And then we heard its return from the gunshot audio at 0.22 seconds after we heard the sonic crack, which is when the bullet passed by. Now, this is because the delay is solely based on the time it takes for the sound to travel the distance from the shooter to the target at the podium mic. Now, because we had a podium mic there, the delay of the sound between when the bullet comes by, we hear the sonic crack, and until we hear the return of the gunshot audio is a 0.22 second return. And that's solely based on the time it takes for the sound to travel the distance from the shooter to the target at the podium mic. The specific velocity of the bullet affects the time it takes for the bullet to reach its target. So if you put less powder in, the bullet's faster, it'll reach its target faster. You put more powder in, you add more weight to the bullet, and the bullet actually reaches its target slower. Okay, so the specific velocity of a bullet affects the time it takes for the bullet to reach its target, but not the time it takes for the sound to travel to the shooter, from the shooter to the target, after you hear the bullet's sonic crack. Therefore, using a 77-grain bullet versus a 50-grain bullet would not change the distance calculation of 253 feet. It says 47 right here. That's because I had to change it because I had to make a calculation for temperature. But it's 53 feet based on the 0.22-second delay. Lighter bullets in the same caliber tend to have higher velocities, while heavier have lower velocities. This relationship is essential for understanding ballistics and choosing the correct ammunition for specific applications such as hunting or target shooting. But again, and this is key, velocity of that bullet and its power does not affect the distance a shooter is away from the target when analyzing sound wave data, especially only in this case because the microphone of the target was right by him. Now, sound travels in waves through the air consistent and definable characteristics. Ambient temperature and elevation can affect the speed at which sound travels and must be factored into the equation. So this happened at about a little higher than sea level. And sound travels further at sea level, it's true. And sound travels further in heat. So we upped the calculations for a 92-degree day, which is the exact ambient temperature it was at the venue on July 13th, 2024, on the dreadful day that Trump was shot in the ear. And we're finding that the shooter's distance from the target at the podium mic, using the speed of sound calculation at 92 degrees Fahrenheit, is, ladies and gentlemen, 253.5 feet, or a whopping 84.5 yards. To simplify this even easier, dodging around all of the FBI planted distractions, diversions, manipulation, deception, and all the alternative media distractions, diversions, manipulations, and deceptions, all we have to do now is simply draw a circle around the venue at the exact footage And what we get, ladies and gentlemen, around the stage at this range is we get a shooter on the back of one of these buildings is what you get. And guess what and who was in the back of these buildings? All of them military. This is where they took Donald Trump. They ushered him out. Think of how the shooting happened. Now, remember, all trajectories that they told us, all trajectories that were, we've never seen a round fired from Crooks on the roof. His guns never recoiled. A rounds never came out of that gun that we know of. The shells were on the roof, but they could be planted. They easily had access to Crook's gun from the shooting range where he was shooting with feds. They would have just gathered up some shells and dropped them on the roof. Now, all of them angles and everything else, we cannot believe. What we can believe is that shooter basically has to be standing around where this black circle is right now, to some degree within a slight margin of error, which can only be pretty much ever so slight. And what I've come to realize is all that military was staged up back here behind that barn. They ushered Trump off the stage fairly quickly, got him back here. Them bitches were fumbling around with the Secret Service and all that shit. And then the military, those military people or them Pennsylvania State Police that were dressed like military, but they looked military. One even held a gun straight toward the SUV to stop it that Trump was going to drive off in, and literally pointed a gun directly at the president. And it was weird. And I got it on video. I don't know if I'll be able to pull that up today. But all of that military emerged from back behind here as if they needed more time to pull that ladder back down off the back of this building. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've listened to a bunch of snipers talk. I've listened to all the top snipers in the world. And the main thing that they're saying is they are saying that there is major deception involved with sniping. You know, they'll pull on a string here and a head to go up in a window. And then, you know, so Crooks was a decoy. So in this deception, okay, first of all, why would military be all around back here or heavily armed Pennsylvania police dressed like military? What would they even be doing back there? Why wouldn't they be all surrounding this whole thing, walking around, making sure there's no threats? Why were they all here? Why did the president's SUV get a gun held directly at it once the president was in it? They literally raised his weapon right at the SUV and basically like halted it so that they couldn't come back here and see what was going on. This is where all these military looking people went when they went over toward here once they all the shots were resided, and then they were going to go finally climb up on this roof and get the patsy. Ladies and gentlemen, what I do know is that we got a 253.5-foot deal. And the only viable place for that to come is back behind one of these buildings. Like they climbed up over the edge on a ladder right here and shot from like right here. Coincidentally, that can line up with how an earshot could work. We don't know what hit the president. We don't know what debris was there, but we know that shots that went through the crowd, through the bleachers and all this stuff, came at different angles than they're claiming. We know that bullets went right through people. I showed you the image where, you know, here's the bleachers right here. This bullet right here kills two people at once. And it came and it shot up over this sniper's head because he was being fired at by another guy down here in a sniper's nest way away. Oh, I moved that. Let me move it back. Now, well, let me take that off so you can see. That's the actual stage right there. All right. Now, the president was speaking right here. If we go back to the distance around this thing, you know, there's only so many options for a shooter to be unless he's just standing out in the open. And basically it puts him either here or here. I don't think he was on this building or to the side of it. I do think it's possible he was back here and this is where the military was. Now, if anyone is laughing at this, stop laughing, because the ballistic analysis proves what I'm saying right here. Okay. And, you know, I go through it right here because we know that the shooter now is 253.5 feet away or 84.5 yards. This is for sure. We know that. There's a microphone directly at the target, which is Donald Trump. There's a 0.22 second delay. Once you calculate all this out for that sound report to come back, velocity of bullets don't matter. Velocity of bullets just make that bullet shoot faster or slower, all right? And longer distances, shorter distances, this and that. The sound report is always the same. Because the target, the president was mic'd at the podium, we have a unique situation as to where we can get that sound report. The formula's estimate of the speed of sound is V equals 331.4 plus 0.67 degrees. And then V is the speed of sound in meters per second. T is the temperature. Calculate all this out. Okay. And you can use, you know, you calculate the distance in 1152.4 feet per second at, for all this stuff, right? And it gives you the speed of sound is 1152.4 feet per second. So it's very easy to calculate that this is 253 feet. And there can be no other options here, ladies and gentlemen. This was a 92 degree Fahrenheit day. Sound travels approximately 253.5 feet or 84.5 yards. And that now we must use as much data as possible to identify the shooter's location. This is what I'll be doing over the next few days. But basically, that's not giving us many options, but right back here in this area, right here. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have open lines. Call in. Let's talk about this and see where this is all going because it is getting crazy. Also, don't forget to support the show. The link's in the description. I desperately need your support to keep the show going this month and next month. And all the bills are due now. It's the last day we're coming up on. So if there's any good Christians out there or any new listeners or anyone who just saw how I just literally blew the doors off the entire media. We're talking mainstream media. We're talking alternative media. We're talking this shooter. As per my original analysis, when I was on air, I said within seconds, I go, that shooter is close. And then I said, real close. Okay. I said, close, real close. Now, this is crazy that we can track this to the footage. And so since the podium, we can draw a perfect ring around that at 253 feet, right? Then we can clearly see what's going on. Now, they are trying to censor this. I had trolls coming out of the woodwork. Oh, I got banned by Jason Goodman for having my own opinion. And then he demanded I delete my opinion. And when I didn't, he blocked me. And then later he put out a tweet and issued a retraction to his tweet and said he was wrong and I was actually right, but he didn't say that after he'd blocked me. It's just unbelievable, these people. So I don't know what's going on with that. There's just a bunch of weird shit going on. And all of these people putting out this information are wrong. They're not working with the right data. That shooter was very close. The military was back behind these buildings here. And it is evident to me that we are looking at the highest level of deception. This is exactly what a real sniper or a CIA team would do. You'd be looking at crooks, thinking about them angles, thinking about all that, thinking about that whole building over there, thinking about all those diversions where there's no broken windows. We got no broken glass. You know, there's no shooter in the tree line. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. There's no shooter on the water tower, like people are saying. We got visual proof of that now. And there's no broken windows. There's no broken windows on that first floor or any floor in the AGR building. And what we do have, though, is a shooter that is 253.5 feet away. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll hear it here first, right on the Shepherd Ambella Show, because I'm one of the world's top investigative journalists. You can find my work at Squawk, SQAUK.com. The link's in the description. Please support the show right now. I'm going to throw up the call line. You can call in 262-891-0070 if you want to chime in. 262-891-0070. And this is absolutely mind-blowing that I have now proven to you that the whole entire media has led you astray. The FBI has led you astray. The entire alternative media, large figureheads in the alternative media, people that really look up to, have led everyone astray. Everyone's led everyone astray. They were all nothing burgers. They all didn't have it. I waited. I sat back. I let them all make fools of themselves. And here I am. And now we know who's who. Now we know who's who. There's one guy telling you the real story. So share this out and tell everyone worldwide. Tell all your friends. Shepherd Ambellus did it again like he usually does. He always does. He's the one that does it. And then people ride on my coattails. They ride on my investigations and they try to claim them like they're theirs. But it's not going to happen anymore, people. So that isn't going to happen. So who wants to call in? Anyone? If not, I will get out of here. Guys, you got to support the show or all this is going to go away here in another day or so. I need to get some support in because I got to get all the stuff for next month and pay my bills for this month. I didn't quite get enough for this previous month, and I still have next month now coming on. So I'm doing all this. It's 16 hours a day. I have over 255 hours into the investigation right here. So definitely are going to want to tune in tomorrow. Check out some of this shooter data. Yes, I said plural shooters because there's two shooters. Those shooters were at the same distance. Likely they were nearly side by side with each other on the back of those barns is what I'm starting to think. That would actually angle them pretty good to get possibly Trump's ear or hit him with debris. So they missed. It's unknown why they missed that shot. Maybe Trump moved around and then he crouched down and the Secret Service went over him. That happened fairly quick. So the first shooter seemed really skilled. The second shooter just took pop shots. He could have been skilled, but he just might have been in a panic mode knowing they lost the shot. So that's what we got. Don't forget to make a pledge, support the show, and all of that. I guess no one's going to call in today, so that's going to be it, right? See you guys. Have a good one. Shepherd Ambella Show, you heard it here first. Smash the entire narrative in the alternative media and mainstream media, the FBI narrative, Secret Service narrative, and any other narrative you can imagine. I do it like I always do it. Every time I do it right. And that's how I've been doing it for over a decade now. People out there riding my coattails. Please donate. Let the person that gave you more information than anyone get going here and get his stuff going a little more. Stop supporting these other clowns. Double down. Let's go. Shepherd Ambella Show.